Hello, everybody. Wednesday, February 16th, 2022. Got a great workout today. It is a CrossFit Games Open workout. We've done it before, but it made its first appearance in the Open in 2011, so 10 years ago. Even back then, it was a trap. People did not give it the credit that it deserves, and it is still a trap today. It's beautiful. It's a couplet. It's an AMRAP. I love it. Here's what it is. CrossFit Games Open Workout 11.1. AMRAP 10 minutes, as many rounds or reps as possible in 10 minutes, of 30 double unders and 15 power snatches. 75 pounds for men, 55 pounds for women. Couldn't be simpler. Last time we did this was July 19th, 2021. If you want to go back into your BTWB app, check the notes section. How did it go for you? Do you need to make an adjustment or a tweak? We also have this today as a two-person team workout because fitness with friends is fun. It's then a 20-minute AMRAP of partner A does 40 double unders, 20 power snatches. Partner B then does 40 double unders, 20 power snatches. And they go back and forth and back and forth and see how far can they get in 20 minutes. This workout is a trap because, well, if you don't have double unders, it's miserable. I get that. But if you do, sets of 30 are reasonable, and then sets of 15 power snatch at a loading less than 95-65, right? It's 75 pounds for men and 55 for women. That can be a loading that just some people do not respect. And then all of a sudden, and it's just a 10-minute AMRAP, right? It's not 15, it's not 20. All of a sudden, 4 or 5 minutes into this workout, it's astonishing how challenging it is to move that barbell and what's happening to your heart rate. So it's a great one. Super fitness robot time for this, or rounds I should say, 6 rounds or more. More likely, 4 rounds or more. If you don't have double unders, 10 minutes is going to go by quick. You should probably scale and modify it in some way. You won't just get the stimulus out of it. As far as the barbell, I would think that if you think you can do at least the first 2 rounds, touch and go unbroken, you're on the right track to think about doing the prescribed loading. But if right from the get-go, you're like, ooh, I can't do 15 power snatches at that loading just in round one, scaling might be a really great option for you. The wild card option today, no snatches. We're going to do clean and jerks. AMRAP 10 minutes, 30 double unders, 10 clean and jerks, 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women. Maybe you're just not proficient with the snatch yet. That workout right there in the wild card, that'll do the trick. We also have a partner version of that. The scaled option today, complete as many rounds as possible in 10 minutes of 30 single unders and then 15 power snatches, 75 pounds, 55 pounds. Still a two-person team version, but the only change between this and the prescribed is this has single unders as the prescribed option. The barbell loading, although it might be a bit heavy for some, it's going to be doable for a very large segment of the working out population, so that's why it didn't get knocked down. But get that ego out of there. If you should snatch less weight than that, by all means do it. You will get all the benefits you need, even with an empty barbell, if that's where you are in your fitness journey. You are always authorized to make the right decision for you. Limited equipment option. Complete as many rounds and reps as possible in 10 minutes of 30 double unders and 15 dumbbell power snatches. That's with a 50-pound dumbbell for men, a 35-pound dumbbell for women, and that's alternating. That's not 15 snatches with one arm, then 15 with the other. It's 15 total. One with the left, one with the number two with the right, etc., till you get to 15. There's also a partner version of that workout. Their scores, Super Fitness Robot, 6 rounds or more. More likely, 4 rounds or more. No equipment workout. This is for distance. Burpee broad jump for 10 minutes. Set a clock for 10 minutes. And how far can you do burpee broad jumps? That's going to get some good explosive hip opening for you there. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. The first part, there's 3 different things. You're going to choose just one of them. Either the SOTS press, 4 sets of 5 to 8 reps to build that overhead position in the snatch, or snatch balance, 5 sets of 3. Got a video there. Or you can do linchpin complex number 8. One complex, which is intended to be unbroken, but if you have to break it up because something doesn't feel right, break it up. But one complex is for load. You choose the load. One power snatch, one hang power snatch, one full snatch. That is one complete complex. And we think most people will do 3 to 5 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each. And again, you choose the loading. So you're going to choose one of those, either the SOTS press, the snatch balance, or complex number 8. Then the other part of the optional accessory work is barbell glute bridges, 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then trap stretch with a lacrosse ball and calves and foam rolling. Hope you enjoyed that CrossFit Open throwback. It's one of my favorites. It stings like no other. It's a rest day for most people tomorrow. I recommend that you take it, and I'll see you back here on Friday.